Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Augustana College is acquiring Unity Point Health Trinity College of Nursing and Health Sciences in Rock Island in a cashless transaction expected to be complete next June. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has details.
The agreement reflects a shared commitment to expand opportunities for students and prepare the next generation of compassionate, skilled professionals. Trinity College hopes to boost the number of graduates each year and address nursing shortages. Augustana President Andrea Talentino spoke at a press conference Monday on the merger's benefits.
One of the things we feel strongly about is that working together, we're going to be better able to manage that than Trinity could on its own, or if we were thinking about doing nursing independently. So, you know, it's like higher ed everywhere these days. There's a lot of challenges, right? But you get stronger when you work in partnership.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
There's a new Illinois law regulating how employers use AI when making new hires. This comes on the heels of an executive order targeting states passing AI regulations. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
Illinois employers are now banned from using AI software to factor in demographic information, such as race or zip code, when reviewing applicants. This also applies to employers promoting or disciplining employees. Democratic State Senator Javier Cervantes of Chicago carried the measure through Springfield.
This is an unchecked technology. If we let it run, and then it could hurt us, right? So just like we're doing this with employment, so we just got to get in front of it, do our best we can.
President Trump recently directed the Department of Justice to challenge states' AI laws deemed, quote, cumbersome. Cervantes says he is ready for a legal challenge. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Quad City's state lawmaker is proposing for a fourth time to raise Iowa's minimum wage. Iowa House District 97 Representative Ken Croken wants to increase the current minimum wage of $7.25 to $15 an hour over a three-year period. He says in light of affordability issues, the current low pay rate is not a livable wage for Iowans.
It's particularly important that we in Eastern Iowa understand that the Iowa minimum wage is less than half than the Illinois minimum wage. For businesses to secure the workers they need, we have to be able to pay a fair and effective minimum wage, or all our workers will go elsewhere.
Missouri and Nebraska's minimum wage will increase to $15 an hour next year, matching Illinois' minimum wage. The Iowa legislative session begins on January 12th. An East Moline company that makes soft-serve ice cream machines is relocating across the Mississippi River to Davenport. Electrofreeze manufactures a wide range of appliances, including frozen yogurt, shake, slush, cocktail, and batch machines. The company announced on Monday it's moving 17 miles away to 8440 North Zenith Avenue in Davenport. According to a press release, there will be no changes to the company's workforce or existing customers. The news release did not state when the move would be completed. This is WVIK News.